Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Frankfort High School, home of Everett N. Case Arena. Everett N. Case Arena is the 23rd largest high school gymnasium in the world. Tonight's game features the Tipton Blue Devils at the Frankfort Hot Dogs. And we thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. That first game was a good one. I got to mention the JV contest was eked out. A two-point victory for Frankfort over Tipton. That was the JV ball game. Now we'll talk about each school participating in tonight's ball game. Saturday night, the 19th of February, the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils back home, their gymnasium, can seat comfortably 3,050. They are school enrollment of 505. The Blue Devils are Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Tipton High School. In their sectional is Madison Grant. They're currently 11-8. Tipton, they're 14-5. Taylor, 9-8. Blackford, they're 7-11. Sheridan, they're 4-16. And Eastbrook, the Panthers, are 9-11. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. Hoosier crossover games happened last night. I'll mention four of the five games were decided last night. There's one game happening right now. It started at 6:30. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll mention the Blue Devils are currently 14-5. They finished the Hoosier East at 3-1. Offensively, they output 66.3 points per game. They give up defensively an average of 55.3. The head coach is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number three at Tipton High School. 43 wins, 24 losses. We'll mention he's the 41st year varsity head basketball coach. 540 wins, 383 losses. We'll let you know the next game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils. It'll be Thursday. This coming up Thursday, February 24th. That'll be a 6 o'clock KD, 7:30 varsity. PutMeInSports.com will cover the varsity contest. The Tipton Blue Devils will travel to the Lapel Bulldogs. That should be a good one. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Frankfort Hot Dogs, their school enrollment right here, 904. Their gym capacity right here, being the 23rd largest in the United States, 12,400 seats available right here in this beautiful, beautiful area at Frankfort. We'll also mention their Class 3A, Sectional 25. In their sectional will be 17. The sectional will also happen right here at Frankfort High School. In their sectional is Crawfordsville. Crawfordsville currently 16-5. Tri-West. Tri-West 10-9. Danville. The Warriors are 16-4. Frankfort, they're 7-11. Monrovia, 6-13. Greencastle, 6-14. And North Montgomery, 2-17. The principal at Frankfort High School is Cindy Long. The athletic director is Ed Niehoff. The athletic secretary is June Palmer. We'll let you know Frankfort High School is located at 1 South Mace Road, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-654-8545. On the web, you can find them at hotdogsathletics.com. They also wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. Sagamore Conference has 10 members. They stack up like this. Southmont, they're good. 6-1. They're 16-4 overall. Followed up by Lebanon. Those two teams are tied for the conference lead. They'll probably look at head-to-head. Lebanon, 6-1, 15-7. Crawfordsville at number 3, they're 5-2, 16-5. Danville at number 4, they're 4-2, 16-4. Tri-West at number 5, they're 3-4, 10-9 overall. Frankfort, they're 2-4, they're 7-11. Western Boone, they're 1-6, they're 6-12. And North Montgomery, 0-7. They're 2-17 on the season. We'll remind you, Frankfort Hot Dogs, they're currently 7 wins, 11 losses. They're 2-4 in the Sagamore Conference. They average offensively 62.1 points per ball game. They give up an average of 62.3 per ball game. We'll remind you, the head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs is Coach Nathan Van Dyne. I spoke with him before the game. Quite a quality young man. We'll look for him to do good. We'll mention he's working in year number 5 at Frankfort High School. 38 wins, 75 losses. He's a 9-year varsity head basketball coach overall. 70 wins, 134 losses. The Frankfort Hot Dogs' next game on their agenda, going to happen Tuesday, the 22nd. That's next week. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. It'll be the Frankfort Hot Dogs traveling to the Danville Warriors. I have seen Danville play a couple of times this year. They're not too bad. We'll mention happening tonight and a game that happened last night in the Hoosier Conference. Crossover games last night finished like this. Battling for first or second place in the conference. We'll mention that was Lafayette, Central Catholic, and Western. That was a 7:30 ball game last night at Lafayette, Central Catholic. Western got the win. Western wins the Hoosier Conference this season. 45-39 over Lafayette, Central Catholic. Going for third or fourth place last night. 7:30 start at Twin Lakes. The Tipton Blue Devils captured the win at Twin Lakes, 74-58. Going for fifth or sixth place last night, another 7:30 start time. Hamilton Heights was at Benton Central. That must have been a good one. Hamilton Heights eked out the victory, 66-64. The game I spoke of, it started this evening at 6:30 p.m. That would be for 7th or 8th place. That's happening this evening. Northwestern is at Rensselaer Central doing battle right now for 7th or 8th place. And I'm finishing up right there going for 9th or 10th place in the Hoosier Conference. Lewis Cass traveled last night to West Lafayette. Lewis Cass got the win, 46-33. Pretty odd, but we'll mention all the East teams traveled to the West site last night, and all the East teams were victorious on the road. So Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Tipton, and Western all victorious on the road. We'll see what Northwestern can do tonight on the road to Rensselaer Central. We'll talk a little bit about the results, Hoosier Conference. We've spoken about that. We'll talk about the Sagamore Conference. Sagamore Conference, we'll mention, back on the 15th, that's Tuesday, this past Tuesday, Carroll got the win over Frankfort, 76-63. Danville, 64. North Putnam, 63. Southmont, 78. South Putnam, 40. And then on Wednesday, the 16th, there was one game. It was Crawfordsville, 64. Central Catholic, 55. And on Thursday night, the 17th, Monrovia and Danville were postponed. So getting ready for the national anthem, we'll go ahead and mention Sagamore Conference results as last night on a Friday night. Crawfordsville, 68. Danville, 56. Lebanon, 64. Sheridan, 37. Southmont, 52. Frankfort, 51. Tri-West, 75. North Montgomery, 47. Western Boone, 56. Cascade, 53. That's our national anthem right here on hand tonight. The Frankfort Band performing the anthem this evening. We mentioned they're going to start to get the starting lineups. We'll do the same starting tonight. The visiting team, the Tipton Blue Devils, will start like this. Wearing number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'4" freshman. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, a 6-foot sophomore. Number 21, Nate Powell. Nate Powell, 6'4" and senior. Number 22, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a 5'11" sophomore. And number 33, Sam Ridgway. He's a 6'8" senior. The Tipton Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. Now we'll talk about the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, that's Doug Wood. He's a 6'1" sophomore. Number 4, a 6-foot senior, that's Deacon Spencer. Wearing number 5, that's Kai Kirby, 5'11" sophomore. Number 13, Riley Goodnight, 6'1" senior. And number 33, Jace Strode. He's a 6'6" sophomore. The Frankfort Hot Dogs are coached by Nathan Van Dyne. So they're getting ready to announce the starters for Frankfort basketball here tonight. We'll mention last night. I'll tell you what's happening tonight in the Sagamore Conference here on Saturday, the 19th of February. 5 games, all 7:30 starts. North Montgomery at Clinton Central. Tipton right here with Frankfort. Tri-West at Hamilton Heights. West Lafayette at Lebanon. And Western Boone at Sheridan tonight. So they're announcing the starters right now. We'll let you know. The Tipton Tribune. The Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. Again, that's at Michelle, there's 2 L's, _Garman for updates on area games and matches. Getting ready to tip it off. Going to jump it up for Tipton, Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, 6'8" senior. He's going to jump it up against 33, Jay Strode. Jay Strode, a 6'6" sophomore. Tip is good. to the backcourt, tipped around, picked up by Frankfurt in their frontcourt. They'll have the first possession of the evening. Out top of the basketball, moving the basketball, number 4, Deacon Spencer. He'll bounce it down low off the hand of Doug Wood, goes out of bounds. Tipton will take over. Tipton brings it from the backcourt, 84 feet. We've just begun. We're in the first quarter. We're at Frankfurt High School. Tipton and Frankfurt. Synonymous game yearly. It's an annual thing. Out top, three-point shot, rims off, rims out, wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Rebound secured by Doug Wood. Back the other direction, Deacon Spencer. He'll tip it to the corner. He'll dribble in, straight out top again, Doug Wood. He'll dish off 13, Riley Goodnight to the corner. Three-point shot, good. Frankfurt Hot Dog, number 4, Deacon Spencer. They go back the other direction, Nolan Swan off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured, 13, Riley Goodnight. Frankfurt in the front court. 3-0 advantage, lost the handle. On the dribble, he got it back. That was 4, Deacon Spencer. They'll work it back around. Back to Spencer. Outside the arc, he'll dribble in baseline. He'll pop it back out. Free throw line. It's going to be a traveling violation. Jay Strode took an extra step, kicking off of the hoop right there from the foul line. So they call it traveling, give it back to Tipton. 6:53 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. 3-0 contest. Frankfurt in front. Three-point bomb good from Deacon Spencer from the right corner baseline. Tipton in the front court with the basketball. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. We're going to get him, Doug Wood. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. Rims off right side. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board was Nate. Nate couldn't pick it up. Picked up there by 33, Jake Strode. To the front court. Step back three. Thought about it. Got it back to 33, Jake Strode. He's going to get called for another traveling violation. So they'll bring it in from the side court, Tipton will, in front of their own bench, brought in by Jackson Money. To the backcourt, crossing the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter, and works it left side behind the arc to Jackson Money, being guarded there by Ty Kirby. They're working out elbow, right side, Sam Ridgway, got to get out of the lane. He gets out of there. Dishes ball back to Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble, Nolan Swan working against him, Riley Goodnight. Crossover, Nolan, they go to the corner, Grady Carpenter. They'll bring it back out, they'll reset the offense. 3-0 contest, Tipton, trailing by 3. Grady Carpenter going to try to get it down low to Nate, got the ball stolen. They'll go back up with a second shot, wouldn't go. 4, Deacon Spencer, rebound, Sam Ridgway. 5:44 left, we're in the first quarter, going to be a steal. Nolan Swan, a bad pass to Grady Carpenter. They'll dish it off, going in off the glass. Number 4, Deacon Spencer. Deacon Spencer's got all 5 points. Might have got his funny bone on that shot. He's okay. Out top, he's going to guard the basketball. Coming across the timeline, Nolan Swan. Crossover. He'll drive the lane. He'll shoot it back out to Grady Carpenter behind the arc. Being picked up by Doug Wood. They go left elbow. Sam Ridgway trying to get it down low on the block to Nate Powell. Pretty brisk pass. Pretty difficult to handle. They'll give the ball back to Frankfurt. 5:12 left. 5-0 contest. Early going. Pretty much just begun. We played about 3 minutes here in the first quarter. On the dribble, stationary out top. That's number 4, Deacon Spencer. He'll dribble right. Picked up there by Sam Ridgway. He'll stop his dribble. They're working left side, driving across the lane. They'll go to the corner with it. That's Kai Kirby. He'll dribble in off the leg of Nolan. He'll get the ball back. Kirby going to give the ball back. Number 2, Doug Wood. Back up top to Deacon Spencer. Back to Wood. Now back straight out top to Deacon Spencer. They'll dish it off. They go to the corner with it. Jay Strode going to dribble in. They go just outside the paint. They're going to call foul. Jump shot. They're going to say got a piece of the wrist right there. They're going to whistle this first foul in the ball game against the Blue Devils. That's going to be number 33, Sam Ridgway. Ridgway with 1, team foul number 1 at the free throw line, 33, Jay Strode. He's shooting around the 66th percentile. He gets the first one. 6-0 contest. He'll throw it up again. 6'6" sophomore, Jay Strode. He averages 14.7 per ball game. Second shot, rims off, when go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. He'll dish it off. Outlet, Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline. Working against him is Doug Wood. He'll pick up a dribble outside the arc. He'll work it into Nate Powell. Powell picked up immediately by Riley Goodnight. On the dribble, Nate Powell is trying to get it to Jackson Money. It's tipped out of bounds. Good hands there by Goodnight. Going to belong to Tipton in their own front court. They'll inbound the basketball in front of the cheer section right there. That's the youth cheer section. They're evidently going to perform at halftime. Outside free throw line, Sam Ridgway looks to get rid of it. He'll work it out way out top to Nolan Swan. He's picked up Deacon Spencer. Pick up the screen. They're trying to get it down low. Going to be stolen. Deacon Spencer going to steal the basketball once again. Going to have to be more careful with these entry passes. Chest pass, definitely not as good as a bounce pass. Out top, should say from the right corner baseline, three-point shot wouldn't go for Doug Wood. Tipton back in the front court, driving the lane, Grady Carpenter inside out. Three-point shot good for Nolan Swan, just right of center. It's a 6-3 ball game. Working it right there, crossing the timeline. They'll work it back out top, touches the hands of Doug Wood. They'll work it in to Jen Strode. They'll get loose. They'll go off the glass. Pretty easy shot for Strode. He'll could have scored two. It's 8-3. Working it in the front court on the dribble. It's Grady Carpenter. He'll work it from there. He'll dish it left side to Jackson Money. They'll work it out top. Jackson Money on the dribble. Now deep out near the center court line is Nolan Swan. He'll pick up the screen. Going to be a bump foul. Trying to get out of the way. Going to get a bump foul. He's kind of in disbelief. Call's going to go against Frankfurt. Number 13, Riley Goodnight. Goodnight picked up his first foul in the ballgame. Both teams with one each. Sam Ridgway going to exit the ballgame. He'll get a breather in the ballgame for Tipton. It's 23, Aiden Toll. They'll go up high, get the inbound. Out top, he'll dish it back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to dribble right side behind the arc, picked up by Goodnight. Going to pick up the screen from Nate. Nate's going to go pick and roll. They're working down low. Nate in the paint, kicked it back out. Three-point shot, top of the circle, wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Rims out long, it was right on line. Ball's in the front court, stolen by Tipton. Front court of Frankfurt, Tipton going back the other direction. Outside the arc, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, rebound secured by Goodnight. He'll take it to the front court with a pass to Strode. Strode's going to dish off, but Chai Kirby, he'll go up right side off the glass. Two-point shot, good. And Frankfurt going to go up by 7. It's 10-3. Timeout on the floor. What a ball game. I tell you what, we'll talk briefly about this. We'll talk about the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers, their last outing before the All-Star break. They got a win at home, 113-108 over Washington. That was back on Wednesday the 16th. They're going to have some time off right now. They're getting ready to have the All-Star game. It's going to happen tomorrow night. All-Star game on TNT and TBS. It's going to be at Cleveland Cavaliers. The play be there at their arena right there at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And I'll mention, there's 6 international players playing in this All-Star game on the NBA. And 4 of the international players are going to start. So we'll talk about the NBA standings here in a little bit. Where first buzzer sounds, 60-second timeout. There's a second buzzer. It's going to be inbound underneath the Blue Devil bucket. They'll bring it from the backcourt. Nolan Swan tosses it in. Jackson Money gets the ball back. He'll dish it off to Grady Carpenter. The pressure will release. They'll pick up in the front court. Grady Carpenter out top works it opposite side. We'll send Aiden Toll. They'll work it down low to Nate Powell. Nate Powell, turnaround jumper, left-handed floater. About a four-footer, got it. It's 10-5. 10-5 contest. Frankfurt by 5 in the front court with the basketball. They'll work it down low to Jay Strode. Strode, turnaround jumper, off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Nate Powell. He'll dish off Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass in front of the hot dog dance right there to Grady Carpenter. He'll work it still behind the arc to Jackson Money. He'll go baseline. Take it back out. Nate Powell. They bring the ball back out top to reset the offense. Back pedal dribbling out. Dribble left is Nolan Swan to Nate Powell. They drive the lane. Aiden Cole, 2-point bucket. Found an opening. Layup right side is 10-7. 3-point leader are Frankfurt. We're in the first quarter, 1:02 left. They work it down low. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Driving the lane right there, going up for a shot. Not quite. They're going to call him on the floor. Jay Strode going to draw the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He's got one. Checking out of the ballgame for Frankfurt is Doug Wood, number two. Back in the ballgame, number five, Kai Kirby. They're going to inbound the basketball tall. They get it to Goodnight. They'll work it down low. Turnaround jumper, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken right there, Jay Strode. Rebound tipped in there in the front court. 50 seconds left. 50 on the game clock. In the ballgame for Tipton is Maverick Conaway. Where's number two? They'll dish it down inside. 2-point bucket good. Nate Powell, he acknowledges a good pass from Nolan Swan. 35 seconds left. 10-9 ballgame. Frankfurt by one. Both in the front court. Slow dribble right there. Stationary dribble out top is Deacon Spencer. 21 seconds left. He'll dish the ball left side, get it back. Now he'll give it back to five, Kai Kirby. Gonna be stolen, Grady Carpenter. They go the distance off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good for Maverick Conaway. 6 seconds left. Tipton with their first lead in the ballgame, 11-10. And now Frankfurt recaptures the lead. A rebound bucket under the hoop, good for Jay Strode. We'll go to a one-quarter break at the end of one. Frankfurt 12, Tipton 11. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you want to find yourself a looking company, I should say a dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and the truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Going to be brought in, also the possession arrow, Tipton with the possession. They throw it to the backcourt. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter working against Doug Wood. Back to Aiden Cole. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter for three. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Frankfurt, Deacon Spencer. He'll take it to the front court. Point guard. He'll work it to the corner. They'll work it around the perimeter. It's going to be tossed to the back court. It's going to be available. Trying to save the basketball is Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway trying to save the basketball. If that ball would have went out of bounds, it would have been Tipton's ball anyway. Pretty good effort by Maverick. But probably best you could do is try to keep that in offensive player from retaining possession, get the ball out of bounds. So they'll bring it back the other way. Frankfurt from the backcourt. We're going to out top with the basketball. They move it left side. Number four, Deacon Spencer. He'll work it down low. Goodnight with the shot in the paint. Got it. 2-point bucket for Goodnight. It's 14-11. Frankfurt by three. In the front court, they'll work it back behind the arc. Grady Carpenter, right side being guarded by Doug Wood. He'll be on the dribble, he'll cross over, he'll go baseline. Cross court skip pass, gets to Nolan Swan to step in, take a two. Wouldn't go, tracking down his own board, couldn't get it. Nate Powell got it. In the paint, Nate Powell, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Goodnight. That's 13, Riley Goodnight. They go to the front court with it, he'll dish it off to Deacon Spencer. They'll move it around the perimeter. Spencer out top, he'll go to the corner with it. Goodnight, he'll dribble in. In the paint. They go skip past and move it back outside. Doug Wood. Straight outside, 3-point shot. Good. That's number four, Deacon Spencer, with his second 3-point bomb in this ballgame. We're in the second quarter, 6:25 left. 17-11. Frankfurt by six. Ball's in the front court. Grady Carpenter. He'll work her right side. Maverick Conaway is shipped out of bounds. Pretty good defense right there. Number 5, Kai Kirby. 5'11 sophomore. Goodnight going to get a breather. That's Riley Goodnight to check out the ballgame. In the ballgame, number 3, Josh Meeks. Josh Meeks, he's a 5'9" junior. Meeks wears number 3. He's going to guard the basketball. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They go in, or baseline, pick his dribble up. Cross-court skip pass, he'll get it outside the arc to Nolan Swan. Back to Grady, he'll go drive the baseline off the glass. Shouldn't try, wouldn't go. Rebound front for Nate Powell right there. Going to be a timeout call. They're going to keep the possession. Nate Powell down there in a hurry to get the basketball. They call a timeout. It's going to evidently be a 30-second timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. A Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-946-2424. Or you can cell phone them. You can message them at that same number. It can be brought in bounds. Baseline. Be brought in by Grady Carpenter underneath their own bucket. To throw it out top and get it to Nate Powell. He'll dish off right there to Nolan Swan. Pick up a screen from Powell on the dribble. Out top looking for some offense. They'll work it right side being guarded by Kai Kirby. They'll work it out behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it back out top straight away. Maverick Conaway. They'll work it off the skip pass. Aiden Cole. He'll dish it to Grady Carpenter. They'll go down low on the block. They'll go up for the shot. Good. Nate Powell got himself open. They found him. 2-point bucket for Nate Powell. Powell averaging 19.3 points per ball game. 5:16 on the game clock. Second quarter. Working it right there. Going baseline. Off the glass and good. At 33, Jay Strode. 19-13. Frankfurt again up by 6. Nearly a steal in the front court. Ball going to go out of bounds. They're going to ask for some help here. They're going to inbound. They're going to let the guy come in off the in front of the scores bench. They're going to say the ball was last touched by Frankfurt. Taking a breather for Frankfurt is number 3, Josh Meeks. Back in the ballgame, Riley Goodnight. He wears number 13. Goodnight, a 6'1 senior. They go to the corner with it. Grady Carpenter shoots the 3. Short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Doug Wood. They go across the timeline at a walk pace. Deacon Spencer works it back around. Doug Wood with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Back out top, touches the hands of Goodnight. Now on the dribble is Kai Kirby. He'll dish off to Goodnight. He'll back his way into the paint. They'll kick it back out. Inside out, left-handed three-point shot is good. Credit the bucket, number 5, Kai Kirby. Left-handed stroke looked good. 22-13, a 9-point advantage. For Frankfurt, they'll work it down low. Ball's loose, tipped away, no foul called. Bit of a bump there, it's a steal in the front court. Frankfurt now in their own front court with the basketball. 22-13, 4:06 left here in the second quarter. Look, it's a good night. Good night on the dribble, top of the circle, back pedal. Working against him is Nolan Swan. They'll work it right side, touches the hands of Kirby. They'll work it down low. Strode, turnaround jumper on the baseline just outside the paint. Got the bucket. It's 24-13, an 11-point advantage for Frankfurt. We mentioned Sagamore Conference games happening tonight. I think we may have, yeah, we did mention that. We'll also let you know this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fisher's at 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana, 46038. Their second location, Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. We're going to hit down the back while Tipton from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter crossed the timeline to pick up the pace now. He'll work on the left side behind the arc to Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the back pedal dribble. He's working against Kai Kirby. They're moving around the perimeter. They're working down low on the baseline. They're trying to get into Nate Powell. It's tipped away and stolen. Riley Goodnight with the pass. Went hard through the corner with the pass. He couldn't handle it. Trying to handle it with Deacon Spencer. It goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. 24-13, 3:22 left here in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. He'll work at right side behind the arc. That's Nolan Swan working against him, Deacon Spencer. Baseline is kicking to the opposite corner. Three-point shot is good. Grady Carpenter from the right corner, baseline. Eight-point ball game, 24-16. They'll throw it down and pick up at the free throw line. That's Strode. Inside-out play, shot up and short off the mark, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 11. That's Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry entered at the last timeout break. He's 5'11", a junior. They'll work it down low. Nate Powell going to shoot two. They found Nate Powell down in the paint. He went off the glass. Couldn't get the shot, but he'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle a foul on Frankfurt, number 11, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry picking up his first. Team foul number two. First shot rimmed around, fell off for Powell. We're making Powell shooting pretty good at the stripe. As of last night, he finished up at 55%. He's now 56 for 102, and now 103. Couldn't get either. He shot well last night in the ballgame. 2:38 on the game clock. 24-16. Frankfurt by 8. 2.5 minutes left on the baseline. He'll back his way in. That's thrown. They're getting shot blocked by 6'8". Sam Ridgway recycles it. They go back the other direction. Three-point shot outside the arc. Grady Carpenter. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nate Powell. Outside the arc. The other thing. The other side wouldn't go for Noah Swan. Rebound fought for it. It's off the hands of Jackson Money. Going to go back to Frankfurt. They'll bring it 84 feet. Brought in by Goodnight. They'll get to Quincy Perry. Now back to Goodnight. They'll work it high. They'll work it down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket, good. 6'6", sophomore Jay Strode for two. 26-16, a 10-point leader, our Frankfurt. On the baseline, he'll bring it back out, Nolan Swan. Out to the top, they'll reset the offense with Jackson Money. He'll dribble right side, they'll work it down low, they'll dish off. Two-point bucket in the paint, credit the bucket to Grady Carpenter. Bit of a fadeaway from 14 feet. 26-18, 8-point ball game. Tipped off the leg, going to be loose. Going after the basketball was Nate Powell. He got the recovery. He takes it down low. They go off the glass with Sam Ridgway. 2-point bucket, Sam Ridgway. Blue Devils on a mission on that possession. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Van Dyne. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. You do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter online. Nobody covers your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe. You can subscribe to the Reporter, $12 a year. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. It's going to be inbound. We'll try to take it the distance right there. Brought in by Goodnight. Tosses it in on the dribble. Deacon Spencer. He'll dish it back to Kai Kirby. Lost the handle. Picked up by Nolan Swan. They're working through their front court. They go to the corner. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. They go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Grady Carpenter avoiding the charging foul. Setting up to draw it was Jay Strode. No whistle. Two-point bucket for Carpenter. 26-22. A four-point ball game. Frankfurt's going to throw it away in the front court. Deacon Spencer trying to find teammate out by the side court. Ty Kirby, and it bounces out of bounds. Gibson's going to take over. 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. 26-22. Three-point shot outside the arc. Good. Nolan Swan. They left him open. He found it. He's 26-25. Frankfurt by one. 35 seconds left here in the before halftime. They'll go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out. Ty Kirby. They're working opposite corner. They're moving around. Deacon Spencer from three-point land. Just right of center. Good for Deacon Spencer. 29-25. A four-point advantage for Frankfurt. Crossing the timeline. They'll bring it back across right there. Grady Carpenter to Nolan Swan. They'll cross over. They'll work a right side. He'll go off the glass. Shot when he go. Fighting for the board. Board's loose. 5 seconds left. Rebounded by Frankfurt. They'll go the other direction. A long three by Goodnight at the buzzer. It rims out long from about 30 feet. So we'll go to halftime. 16 minutes gone by. They're going to have a 15-minute halftime intermission. I believe they're going to have the young cheerleaders out on the floor. There's probably 60 of them, if not more. So 15-minute intermission at halftime. It's 29-25. Frankfurt in front of Tipton. A good ball game, back and forth, seesaw battle on the scoreboard. And right now we're going to mention right here in this gym, back in 1994. Matter of fact, it was February 18th. That would have been yesterday, a 28-year anniversary date. Would have been yesterday, and we'll mention the Blue Chips movie. It was released back on February 18th of 1994. That movie was filmed primarily right here in this gymnasium. They were known as the Dolphins. They had Dolphins logos all the way up around the exterior right there, interior, up tall, I should say. They had a lot of Dolphins up there. They left them up for probably 20 years after the movie began. And then we'll mention Pete Bell. Pete Bell was played by Nick Nolte. Pete Bell, he was a college basketball coach who had to improve his team standings. He had to do that by any means necessary. Pete Bell was played by Nick Nolte. Also in that movie was Ed O'Neill. You remember him. Bobby Hurley, Bob Cousy, and then there were a trio. There were three guys that played the majority of the parts in here. They were pretty spectacular in the eyes of Nick Nolte, the coach Pete Bell. Pete Bell had to secure them, had to sign them to a college scholarship, and those three players were Shaquille O'Neal. He was known as Neon, and then Matt Nover out of IU as Ricky Rowe, and Anthony Penny Hardaway, known as Butch McRae. Say what, I'm the guy keeping the scorebook, I should say, down here. I've worked beside him before. Freshman basketball. He's here all the time. His name's Jim Moyer. Jim Moyer keeps the scorebook for Frankfurt basketball. He was also in the movie Blue Chips. He told me he was down there on the bench. So you'll probably see him in the movie, and you ought to go look for that. It'd be something to look up. Right there, Blue Chips, the movie. Be careful. I think it's rated R. Don't quote me. But make sure you get the right audience looking at that film. I think it has some language in it. Again, we'll mention going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 20th, right here at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It's going to be the 112th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament Perry Show. That'll be tomorrow. That's Sunday, the 20th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That'll be on web stream. You can watch that on your computer or on your internet device. All you need to do is go to IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. This program will be hosted by Bob Legel and Greg Breakstraw. On radio, it will be simulcast on the IHSAA Champions Network. There's a lot of stations all across Indiana you can catch that on. But if you want to go to the Indianapolis stations, they are 93.5 FM and 107.5 The Fan. I'm going to mention a little bit about girls basketball. I kept up to date today. I found out that class 1A, 2A, and 3A, we know who's going to play in the final game state tournament championship game next week. I'll start out with class 1A. Class 1A, North Wright, they went against Lafayette Central Catholic. Keep in mind, Central Catholic out of the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention who Central Catholic got the win, 52-46. That was at Logansport. So Central Catholic going to be practicing another week. They'll play next Saturday for the title in 1A. And they will play against Tecumseh. Tecumseh, 54, Waldron, 42 today. That was at Jeffersonville. That was a 1 o'clock contest. So Tecumseh and Lafayette Central Catholic going to play for all the marbles in Class 1A. Class 2A. Class 2A was Franklin and Fairfield. They played at LaPorte. A game tipped off at 1 p.m. Franklin got the win. Franklin defeated Fairfield 35-34. Boy, that was a tough game, and we'll mention Franklin now 23-5. And then they're going to play Saturday, just coming up Saturday. The 4 o'clock game at Jasper decided their opponent. Forest Park went against University. Forest Park got the win at Jasper 53-44. Over University High School. So Franklin going to play against Forest Park next Saturday. In the Class 3A category, 3A category at LaPorte High School, South Bend, Washington, keep in mind they are rated number 1 in Class 3A girls basketball. They went against Garrett. I have seen Garrett play twice. They definitely have a good ball team. I will mention South Bend, Washington captured the win versus Garrett. It was 66-39. So South Bend, Washington going to go to the final game in 3A. And then their opponent would either be Silver Creek or Bishop Chittard. Bishop Chittard and Silver Creek played at Jeffersonville at 3 p.m. They tipped off. Silver Creek got the win 64-54. So South Bend, Washington, and Silver Creek, don't quote me, but I believe that's number 1 in the state versus number 3 in the state. So Silver Creek and South Bend, Washington are going to link up next Saturday. You have to check the listings for what time that'll be. Those three games will happen at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, right there where the Pacers play. And in the 4A category, we don't have anything yet. We'll mention Mooresville and Franklin Community. They're at Jasper. They tipped off at 6:30. And at Logansport, it was Crown Point and Noblesville. They tipped off an hour ago at 7:30. Excuse me, check that. 7 p.m. So Crown Point 24-3, Noblesville 23-4. They're going at it for 4A. And also in 4A, it's 27-1 Franklin. Going against 19-8, Mooresville. They're at Jasper. That game probably near conclusion if it's not in overtime. So we'll mention a little about the NBA standings. We'll remind you the NBA All-Star game is going to be tomorrow night, 8 p.m. That'll be an exhibition. They'll have some fun. They'll probably score up above 160 points per team. And that's going to be tomorrow. And then we'll mention the Eastern Conference and Western Conference standings right now in the Atlantic Conference of the East. Eastern Conference, it's Philadelphia leading the way at 35-23, followed up by Boston, Toronto, Brooklyn, and New York. In the Central Division of the Eastern Conference, at the top, if you didn't know, that's where Indiana is at. I'm going to mention all the records for the Central Conference. Chicago, the Bulls are 38-21. Cleveland, Cavaliers are 35-23. Milwaukee Bucks are 36-24. The Indiana Pacers are 20-40. The Detroit Pistons are 13-45. In the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference, it's Miami, 38-21. Charlotte follows them up, followed by Atlanta, then Washington, and then Orlando. And over in the Western Conference, it stacks up like this. In the Northwest, Utah, 36-22. Denver is second place, then Minnesota, then Portland, and then Oklahoma City. In the Pacific Division, best record in the NBA right now is Phoenix. Phoenix Suns, they're 48-10. Remember back in the day when Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and those guys, they finished with a record of 72-10. That was unheard of. That was an 82-game season. We'll mention after Phoenix, it's Golden State, Los Angeles Clippers, Los Angeles Lakers, Sacramento, and then we'll finish up with the Southwest. Southwest at the top, it's Memphis, 41-19, second best record in the NBA. Dallas, San Antonio, New Orleans, and Houston. We'll mention after the All-Star game, coming up this Thursday, games will resume in the NBA. They'll start up again on Thursday, the 24th of February. We'll mention you're listening to PutMeInSports.com and high school varsity student athletics competition. Internet radio live coverage. Put Me In Sports happy to do football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. And baseball each spring at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Live internet radio broadcast coverage made possible by Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. If you want to check out some more different broadcasters, you can check out AudioSportsOnline.net. You'll see broadcasters that broadcast out of the state of Indiana. You'll find broadcasters working from Ohio, Colorado, and then some. Again, that address is AudioSportsOnline.net. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. 2:44 left on the intermission clock. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, it's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Visit them at TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only, to please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. This game also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia, Indiana. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia. Take State Road 19. Go to Howard Avenue. It only goes west. Go west on Howard Avenue. Cross the train track, and they are right there behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. 18 seconds left. Getting ready to roll down. We're getting ready for second half action. 29-25. Frankfurt by four. Blue Devils ready to go. The fans ready to go, making a joyful noise. Getting ready for second half action. It's going to buzz out. There it is. 8 minutes on the game clock. Opposite the scores bench. It's going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Frankfurt. The Hot Dogs will take over. Clock is moving. 7:57. Balls in the front court on the dribble out top. That's number four, Deacon Spencer, being guarded there by Jackson Money. He'll bounce out top. They'll move the ball left side. They'll go to Riley. They'll work it inside to Schroed. Inside out play. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off. Where'd he go? Shot taken by five, Ty Kirby. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. It's a front court for Frankfurt. Steal by Riley Goodnight. He puts it off the glass and in. Pretty much picked the pocket right there. 31-25. 6-point advantage. Jackson Money in the paint. Looking to get rid of it. Going to get out of there. Going to try to get it to Grady Carpenter. Kind of needing to get rid of it in a hurry. Throws it out of bounds. Going to go back to Frankfurt. They'll bring it in from the side court, about three-quarter court. Brought in by two, Doug Wood. Crossing the timeline, number four, Deacon Spencer. To go back to Wood, back to Deacon. But we're getting into Riley Goodnight. Going to be nearly a blocked shot. Going to be a foul call. Going to be a whistle on Sam Ridgway. Going to get part of the forearm of Goodnight. Sam Ridgway going to pick up number two in the ball game. That's 1 second half on the Blue Devils. Two shots for Riley Goodnight. First shot up and good. Goodnight at the stripe. He's shooting 62%. He'll get one more. 32-25. Frankfurt by seven. Goodnight's second shot. Now by eight. 33-25. Goodnight got both of them. 7:10 left. We're in the second half. We're in the third quarter. Crossing the timeline, Jackson Money. Out behind the arc, they're working to Noah Swan. Going to be a foul call. They're working into Nate Powell. Nate Powell, 6'4". He's going to get fouled by Deacon Spencer. Deacon Spencer about giving up 4 inches of height away. He'll pick up the foul. And Chip will bring it in from underneath their own basket. Noah Swan tosses it out to Nate Powell. Back to Grady to the corner. Noah Swan for three. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Frankfurt. That's Jay Schroed. He'll dish off point guard. Deacon Spencer crossing the logo head right there. The dog out on the middle of the floor. A dog synonymous all the way around the school. Everywhere you look. So they're working to the corner. Touches the hands of Doug Wood. He'll bring it back around the perimeter. Goodnight. Spencer. Working back outside. Thought about a shot. They're working left side. Kyle Kirby. Straight away, they'll give it back to Deacon Spencer. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Left elbow extended, Riley Goodnight finds the 3-point shot. 36-25, 11-point advantage for Frankfurt. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. He'll work at right side, Nolan Swan. Well behind the arc, he'll dribble in now. They're going to paint. They shoot about an 8-footer, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board, Sam Ridgway. He saves it into the hands of Chase Strode. He's trying to save it as a lengthy pass in the front court. Stepping on the baseline, trying to save the basketball with five. Ty Kirby going to call it out of bounds. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Sam Ridgway going to take a breather. Back in the game for Tipton. Another senior, that's Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole, Sam Ridgway, Nate Powell, the three seniors on this ball team. 36-25. Balls in the front court, Blue Devils. Trailing by 11, they're working into Nate Powell. In the paint, you're working down low, Jackson Money. Back to Nate. Nate goes up for the shot. They're going to take that back. They're going to have a three-second violation. They blow the whistle, thinking there's going to be a foul. One official may have put his fist in the air. The other one's called 3 seconds. They're going to have to talk this over. Let's see what they're going to do. They're going to call 3 second violation. So one official subsided to the gentleman that calls the 3 seconds to give the ball back to Frankfurt. So 36-25, 11-point advantage for the Hot Dogs. 5:35 left here in the third quarter. Out top on the dribble, Deacon Spencer. We're going to get Grady Carpenter. Triple threat. He'll dish it to Goodnight. Goodnight in the paint. He'll turn around jumper. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound Aiden Cole to Jackson Money. Money crosses over. Crosses the timeline. Looks to the left side. Gives it up to Nolan Swan. Swan, a good entry pass down low to his buddy, Nate Powell, for two. 36-27. 9-point advantage for Frankfurt. In the front court with the basketball. Doug Wood tipped away, it's stolen. Tipped away by Tipton, picked up by Nolan Swan. In the front court, he'll work the left side behind the heart, Grady Carpenter. Cross court, tip pass through the corner. Aiden Cole, to get it down low to Nate Powell. Shot is going to go. Got his own board up and couldn't get the second one. That rebound going to be scored by 13, Riley Goodnight. He'll outlet to Deacon Spencer. They'll work it down low to Strode. Strode goes up with a shot, couldn't get it, came back down with your own basketball. There'll be a timeout, and that ball came down in the hands of Strode, which should have been a traveling violation. Timeout called by Nathan Van Dyne. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Are you reading the Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week for as little as $12 per year. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe and you'll never miss any of the high school sports action. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall has you covered, Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. $12. I subscribe. They're working in from the baseline. Frankfurt, their own baseline. They'll bounce it in to Goodnight. He'll hand the ball back off the point guard, Deacon Spencer. Deacon Spencer straight away out top behind the arc, picked up by Grady Carpenter. Three-point shot in the air again. Goodnight. Karam's out of bounds. Hits the baseline on the Karam. Going to give it back to Tipton. 36-27. 4:22 left. We're in the third quarter. We're at Frankfurt High School. Same place Blue Chips was filmed. Say what, you're in the presence of a lot of folks that have traveled through this gymnasium, not just celebrities. And work it down low, tipped out of bounds. Grady Carpenter trying to get it to Jackson Money. Jackson Money is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Frankfurt. It's going to be brought in from the side court, deep near the baseline of Tipton. Can be brought in by Jackson Money. Guarding him on the inbound is Kai Kirby. They get it in. Deep in the front court to Grady Carpenter. Now the corner, Nolan Swan. Cross court skip pass, Aiden Cole. He'll deep it, dish it down low to Nick to Jackson Money. Ball came loose. Picked up by Frankfurt. Josh Meeks. Josh Meeks back in the ballgame. Josh Meeks, a 5'9 junior. In the front court. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go for Deacon Spencer. Fighting for the board right there. Picked up by Nate Powell. He'll take it to the front court on a rare occasion. He'll bring it back out, get it to Jackson Money. He'll go back inside, outside the lane to Nate Powell. Inside out, they go from the corner. 3-point shot when he go for Aiden Cole. Ball fought for, picked up by Nolan Swan. He'll feed Aiden Cole down in the paint. He'll go off the glass for two. Aiden Cole, 36-29. Going to be stolen in the front court by Nolan Swan. Going to be a blocked shot. Nolan Swan was wanting to go up left-handed. Reaching up there, Deacon Spencer blocking the shot cleanly. It goes out of bounds. Still going to be in the hands of Tipton. They'll inbound the basketball right of their bucket on their own baseline. Nolan Swan going to enter the pass. He'll go high to Aiden Cole. He'll pass it back to the corner on the same jump to Grady Carpenter. Cross-court skip pass, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in the paint, dish it down low. Nate Powell, turnaround jumper, wouldn't go. fought for on the rebound. They're going to give it to Frankfurt. No jump ball, evidently. They're going to say Josh Meeks ended up with the basketball. In the front court, Deacon Spencer. Efficient baseline. They go up for the shot. That was Stroll. Stroll couldn't get the bucket. It was blocked, recycled by Nate Powell. Ball stays in the court of play. It's picked up by Frankfurt. Deacon Spencer. He'll work it right side inside the arc there. It's Riley Goodnight. He's trying to back his way down. He's in the paint. He'll take off. He's still in the lane. And there's going to be a traveling violation. And Goodnight was in that lane for quite some time. But the ball is given back to Tipton on a traveling violation. They bring it in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline. On the dribble, working against him is Goodnight. 2:28 left. We're in the third quarter. 36-29, 7-point advantage for Frankfurt. Cross-court skip pass on top of the circle. Noah Swanee working down low. Got the bucket. We credit him with the foul, too. And Noah Swan got the bucket. He'll shoot one. And that call could have actually gone either way. You kind of hold your breath when they blow the whistle. 36-31, that foul whistle on number four. Deacon Spencer, he's got two. 3-point play opportunity. Rims off long, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Jay Schroeder. 6'6" sophomore. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Deacon Spencer. Looking against him out top, Grady Carpenter. Little right elbow to Goodnight. They go off the glass, wouldn't get the shot, but he got bumped on the way up. Going to be a foul called on Tipton. Double check here. It's going to be whistled. On 23, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll going to pick up his first foul in the ball game. 2:01 left. We're in the third quarter. 36-31. Frankfurt by five. And Frankfurt still by five as Goodnight couldn't get his first one. Checking out of the ballgame for Frankfurt, number 5, Ty Kirby. Back in the ballgame for Frankfurt, number 11, Quincy Perry, 5'11 junior. Second shot, rims around, wouldn't go either. Couldn't get either one of them. That was Riley Goodnight. Rebound, Aiden Toll, who dished off to Grady Carpenter. He'll work it back out, Jackson Money. He'll work it outside the paint. He'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured, Jay Strode. He'll dish off outlet. Number 5, Deacon Spencer. Spencer on the dribble. Picked up a screen. Tried to get the ball back to be off a leg. And they're going to say it was off of Frankfurt. And Coach Van Dyne says, no problem. That's exactly a good call. He's an honest man. I tell you what, he's a tall guy. You would no doubt believe that he played basketball in college. Just don't know where. For sure somewhere. 36-31. 5-point leader. And now a 3-point leader are Frankfurt. Jackson Money gets the feed. He goes off the glass in the paint. 2-point bucket good. Cuts the lead to 3. Going to be a 60-second timeout call. And a good ball game in the works right here. And I will mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, they're in Cicero at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right off of State Road 19. They're at the Cicero Town Plaza. Dean's Auto Parts, they are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Frankfurt going to bring the ball from the backcourt. Going to be inbound by number 4, Deacon Spencer. Set to catch the inbound is Josh Meeks. Go get it back to Spencer. Across the timeline on the dribble, bounces. Left side behind the arc. Right there to Riley. Riley throws it the other way and tips off of a Blue Devil and then off of Josh Meeks. Meeks couldn't secure it. Ball floated out of bounds. Going to give it back to Tipton. 1:13 left, third quarter, 36-33. Tipton with a chance to tie with a three. They'll drive it in. It's going to be just outside the paint. A floater wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound secured. Riley Goodnight. He'll take it coast to coast. He'll dish it off to go to the corner with it. 33, Jay Strode. He'll work the elbow right side, pick up the basketball. They'll work it back around. Spencer touched it in the hands of Meeks. Now around to Goodnight, back to Meeks. Back to Spencer. Now Goodnight with the dribble. Way out top, they'll move the basketball around. Touches the hands of 11, Quincy Perry. Three-point shot, right elbow extended. Ready to go, ball's on the surface. Nate Powell picks it up. Ball ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. Goodnight's on the floor. Goodnight's going to pick up the foul. It's going to be a trip. It was no doubt unintentional, but also unfortunate for Goodnight. He'll pick up the foul. Powell's going to pick up, I should say, Goodnight's going to pick up number two. He'll take a breather in the ballgame for him in a hurry is Kai Kirby, number five. Josh Meeks checks out of the ballgame, and back in is number two, Doug Wood, original starter. They'll work to the front court, Grady Carpenter. Jumping and stealing the basketball. Pretty good effort right there. That was Deacon Spencer. He timed the pass beautifully. Jumped up point blank in front of the Blue Devil and intercepted the basketball. Looks like a pretty good defensive lineman maneuver. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Spencer with the dribble. He'll go left side. He was standing on the base, on the side court line. That was number five, Kai Kirby. Had no idea he was receiving that basketball standing on the side court. I'm not sure he was on there. Coach Van Dyne, not sure either. And once that call's made, it's pretty much not going to be reversed, so they'll work the shot from outside the arc. Dylan Swan couldn't get the three. Rebound, Nate Powell. 3 seconds left. Driving the lane. Floater. Outside the paint, wouldn't go. Turnaround jumper. Jackson Money was behind the buzzer. Three quarters have gone by. The three-point ball game. 36-33. Frankfurt Hot Dogs in front. Blue Devils have had the lead, but just briefly, I believe it was in early second quarter, just briefly, pretty much Blue Devils playing from behind in most of this ballgame. Will Mitchin, this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She has enthusiasm, she has experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker, Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. In the front court, on the dribble baseline. Kick it outside, Nolan Swan. Left corner baseline shot, wouldn't go for three. Rebound secured there by Aiden Cole. They'll get it to Nate Powell. They're going to say he drug his pivot foot. And give the ball back to Frankfurt. 36-33. 7:42 left. Fourth quarter. Frankfurt High School. Saturday night going to be a pass intercepted. Right under the bucket by Nolan Swan. He'll dish it up ahead. Aiden Cole. He'll dish it down to Nate Powell for two. It's a one-point ball game. 36-35. Double team in the front court. They're going to call a timeout. Frankfurt going to call a timeout. That's Coach Nathan Van Dyne, you're going to have him set down. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. Full timeout, and we'll miss it. Records right now, we'll talk about national scoring leaders. These are in the nation. At number one, he's a junior. High school basketball, he's a junior. Caleb Sinyo. He's from Haywood Christian Academy in Waynesville, North Carolina. He wears number zero. He's 6'2". He's a junior in 20 ball games. He's averaging 37 points per game, 8.8 rebounds, and 5.6 steals. You can catch him on Twitter at Caleb S-E-N-Y-O. At number two, he's a senior. That's Chris Floyd. Chris Floyd, a senior, wears number 13, 6'1", 175. He's from Yet Academy, that's in Phoenix, Arizona, in 15 games. He's averaging 36.9 points per ball game. Second buzzer sounds. We'll talk about that third member in a moment. Top three in the nation, scoring right there. In the front court, going to be stolen, tipped up and stolen by Grady Carpenter. They get the ball stolen back deep in Blue Devil territory by Deacon Spencer. So reset the offense in the front court. Deacon Spencer gets the basketball. We're going to get him, Nolan Swan. Out top, they'll move the right side to Goodnight. Spencer going to launch a three. It's good. Left elbow extended. Good. Spencer hits another three-point shot. 39-35. 6:53 on the game clock. Behind the arc, left side, Grady Carpenter. He's working against Goodnight. He turns, goes baseline. They're working inside, and Nate Powell off his hands, going to end up in the hands of Frankfurt. 6:38 on the game clock. 39-35. Frankfurt by four. Reach in and be tipped away by Nolan. Picked up on the steal by Jackson Money. He goes off the glass. He lost the handle. Defense was good right there. Good night. It goes off of Jackson underneath the bucket and out of bounds. Got a shoe tie right now. Good night. Going to double tie it. 6:28 left here in the fourth quarter. 39-35. Clock moving. 6:25. Pass it across the timeline to Goodnight, straight out top. They'll get it back to Spencer. Back to Goodnight. Elbow. He'll take it to the corner to Strode. Back out to Spencer. Inside to Goodnight in the paint. Outside the arc. Left-handed stroke. Once again, wouldn't go for Josh. Take that back. That was Kai Kirby. Rebound. Chipped him. Crossing the timeline. Works it left side to the baseline. Jackson Money. Back to Aiden Cole. He'll work it right side. Low pass. Goes through the legs. And out of bounds, Grady Carpenter couldn't handle it. It was a low pass. Got to get them chest passes. Got to nail the chest. Bounce pass always works good. 5:53 on the game clock. To the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Doug Wood couldn't get it. Rebound, Nate Powell. 39-35, Frankfurt by four. 5:40 left here in the fourth quarter. On the dribble, outside the arc, outside the paint. He'll take a flow. A roller off the glass. No one swan. Left side off the glass. Good. Two-point ball game. 39-37 Frankfurt. 5:26 left. They go down low. Strode. They reach back in. Go off the glass. He was working inside that four-foot area between the baseline and the where the backboard comes straight down. He had to reach back to get it off the glass. Strode. In the corner. No one swan. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nate Powell off the handle. Spencer going to the front court. He'll dish it up ahead to go off the glass. Two-point bucket good. Kai Kirby credit a good pass from Deacon Spencer. 43-37, a six-point advantage for Frankfurt. Cross-court pass towards Aiden Cole to the corner. Grady Jackson for three. Grady Jackson, left corner baseline, nails the three-pointer. Cuts the lead to three. 43-40. They'll pass it to the front court. Right there to Strode. They're working inside to Goodnight. Goodnight passes it to the corner. Touches the hands of Doug Wood. In and out of the hands of Kirby. Now out top to Deacon Spencer. He'll toss one in to Goodnight. Down low. They get into Strode. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. And Grady Carpenter comes out of there. 6'4" freshman. Down low. Off the glass. Nolan Swan, half-court pass under the bucket to Nate Powell. Back to a one-point ball game. 4 minutes left, halfway through the fourth. One-point leader are Frankfurt. Outside the arc, three-point shot for Spencer. Got it. Left elbow extended. Deacon Spencer has at least 5 3-point shots good in this game. Maybe 6. 3:45 on the game clock. 46-42 down low. Shot's going to be taken. Nolan Swan, he gets clobbered. He goes into paint, tries a layup right-handed. He gets nailed right there. He's going to be whistled on 33, Jake Strode. Stroud started this ball game, has played the majority of it. He picked up his first foul halfway through the fourth quarter. First shot good, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan increased his average at the free throw line last night. He shot well. He started this game at 90%. He got both of these. He's now 45 for 50 on the season. They'll pass through the front court. Good night. Bounce back down low. Tipped away, and Nate Powell comes up with it. They're going to call foul. They're going to whistle foul on Frankfurt. Nate Powell went down on the floor to pick that basketball up. I tell you what, if you need a receiver in college, pass the word. Nate Powell or Aiden Toll are the guys you need to talk about and talk to. Across the timeline, Blue Devil basketball. Out top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. Behind the back, he'll dribble in. They're going to paint. They'll float one up, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Schrode of Frankfurt. He outlets to Deacon. Deacon spits it or dribble in. He'll bring the ball back out. To the corner, being guarded by Nolan Swan. Out top, Deacon gets the ball back from Chai Kirby. He'll bounce it down on the baseline. He'll work his way in, back his way in. That's 13. Good night. He goes off the glass, call, and gets it right back through. 2-point bucket. For good night. He gets the most out of his body. 2:49 on the game clock. Spin move into paint. Gonna be a foul call. 48-44. Frankfurt by four. 2:47 left. Foul's gonna be whistled. Frankfurt, Hot Dogs number four, Deacon Spencer. He has three. Deacon Spencer, he pretty much makes their offense move. Gonna bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. He passed behind the arc right there to Nate Powell. Looking to give it up. He's on the dribble now. Working against him is Spencer. So they'll work it back around. Grady Carpenter. They'll work it outside. Nate Powell out behind the arc. In the corner is Aiden Cole. He'll dish off to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Double team. He's going to pass out of it to Jackson Money. It's just outside the paint. Back to Swan. He'll go baseline. Take it to the opposite corner. Grady Carpenter rims off long, would go. Rebound, Doug Wood. Back the other direction to go up with a shot. Going to be a bump. Going to be a foul. It's going to be whistled on Aiden Toll. They're going to put him at the stripe. It's number five, Kai Kirby. Aiden Toll picks up the personal. He's going to have two in the ballgame. Team foul number four on the Blue Devils. Six thus far. Second half. On Frankfurt, first shot up and good for the lefty. Number five, Chai Kirby, he's shooting 64% from the free throw line. He'll have one more. 49-44, rimmed around, fell in. 50-44, a 6-point leader are Frankfurt. 2:10 left, fourth quarter, across the timeline, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Back behind, to go behind the back, he'll work the left side. Trying to guard him is Doug Wood. He'll pick up the dribble. Working out top to Jackson Money. Money on the dribble. Keep the dribble alive. He'll work it right side to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, cross-court pass to Aiden Toll. Back to Nolan Swan. Three-point shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And the baseline umpire, rear referee, might need some help. They're going to call foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. I take that back. They're going to whistle a foul on Frankfurt. That was a defensive maneuver right there. You wouldn't even know who the foul was on. They decided it was on Frankfurt. They're going to put Nate Powell at the free throw line. He's going to shoot the one in bonus. It's going to be the 17th foul, putting Tipton in the bonus. They're going to whistle this foul on Jay Schrode. He's got two. Nate Powell, a dribble once. He'll fly the first one. He'll rim off with go. Rebound. Good night. Good night. Going to bring it across the timeline. Nope, he's going to pass it deep in the backcourt and pass it around. They'll go from the corner. Kirby for three. Got the bucket. Ty Kirby from the right corner baseline. Three-point shot is good. It's 53-44, a nine-point ball game. Deep in the front court, Jackson Money. Looking to get rid of it. Got rid of it to Nate Powell. Nate Powell out top, Nolan Swan, shot on the way, rimmed out, wouldn't go, rebound, Powell. Another shot by Nolan, rimmed around, fell off, wouldn't go, rebound, good night. of Frankfurt. Going to be a foul called in the backcourt. Reaching for the basketball was Nate Powell. Pretty much giving up a foul right there to stop the clock at 1:10. 53-44. They're going to bring the ball in from side court. Deep in the front court. So they'll say they'll bring about three-quarter court. Well, Frankfurt. They'll toss it in to Ty Kirby. He'll cross the timeline. They'll get double-teamed. He'll dribble out of it. They'll go baseline to Strode. Strode makes a tall pass. Looking for Doug Wood. It goes out of bounds right there in front of the cheerleaders. Going to go back to Tipton. 1 minute left. 53-44. Outside the arc, Aiden Toll. He'll pass it down low. Nate Powell. He'll dribble his way in. Out top, they'll move around the perimeter. Nolan Swan for three. Got it. The right elbow extended for three. It's 53-47. A six-point ball game. 40 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on Tipton. Going to put Frankfurt at the free throw line. Frankfurt will take that back. That's going to be foul number six. They're pretty quick on the board right here. So the next common foul by Tipton will put Frankfurt at the stripe. Going to be brought in and pass it to the backcourt, picked up by Spencer. He'll dribble in, steal. Stolen by Nate Powell, who dished it off the head. They're going to Nolan Swan back underneath. Two-point shot, good. Nolan Powell. There we go. Nate Powell for the two. 53-49. Trying to get it to the front court. They will. They'll go off the glass. Two-point shot wouldn't go. That's Doug Wood driving in, trying to block the shot. Going to get part of his arm. Nate Powell going to pick up the personal. Going to put number two, Doug Wood, at the free throw line. He's shooting 74%. Nate Powell picked up only number two in the ball game. Those teams with seven. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Doug Wood, he'll have one more. It's a four-point ball game. 53-49. Frankfurt by four. 21.1 seconds left. Second shot good for Doug Wood. Five-point ball game. Front court, 18 seconds. Out top. Looking to get a shot away. Nolan Swan out top and work it down low to Nate Powell off the glass. Got the two. 12.4 left. 54-51. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. 12.4 left. Fourth quarter, 54-51. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a special. And we'd like to give a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season, Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to inbound the basketball. They come in from the backcourt. Try to go 84 feet with it. Going to be inbound by 13, Riley Goodnight for Frankfurt. 54-51. Frankfurt by three. They inbound. They get into Kirby. Ty Kirby is fouled immediately. 9/10 of a second off the clock. 11.5 left. They're going to send him to the stripe. They'll shoot the bonus. Number five, Ty Kirby. 5'11 sophomore. He got one of two last time. He'll try the bonus. He'll get the first one here. He'll earn the second one. He gets some congratulatories right there. Three guys at Spencer, Goodnight, and Wood. So four on the lane for Tipton. Second shot rims out long. When the go, goes out of bounds. Ball tipped out of bounds. Blue Devils couldn't secure it. 8.5 seconds. Going to belong to Frankfurt. 55-51, 8.5 left to be brought in from the front court. Doug Wood looking to get it in down. He'll go cross court to get it out top. But we're just throwed back to Goodnight. Goodnight's going to get fouled in a hurry by Jackson Money. Goodnight going to go to the stripe. He'll still shoot the bonus. 1-1 will be the last single bonus right here. Next count and foul, we'll put him in the double bonus. Goodnight at the stripe. First shot rims around and good. 6.1 left. 56-51. Riley Goodnight at the stripe. He got both of them. 57-51. 6-point leader. 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Long 3-point shot by Grady at the buzzer. He got it. They call timeout. Tipton calls timeout. There should be a couple of tenths put back on the clock. My estimation is going to be 3 or maybe 4. 0.4 would be gracious. There'll be a 30-second timeout here by Tipton. Grady Carpenter nails the 3. There was time left on the clock. About 0.4, maybe 0.3. They're double-checking right now. And Frankfurt in agreement with whatever they want to put on the clock. And relatively speaking, 57-54. They're going to put 0.8. They're going to put 0.8 on there. That is probably generous. 57-54, 3-point advantage for Frankfurt. Full court pressure. Almost everybody in the front court, or should say in the back court, trying to get this inbound. It's going to be inbound by Riley Goodnight. Guarding the inbound is Aiden Toll. Baseball pass to the front court, Spencer. He's got a traveling violation. No. It's all travel. It was going to be a travel, but the clock emptied out. So we'll double check here. They're going to talk this over. There was a traveling violation, but with the clock emptied out, they're going to call it over. They're going to call the game over, but he did call the travel about 0.1 or less. Officials talked about it for just a moment, and they jog off into their locker room. So final score right here at Frankfurt High School. Frankfurt Hot Dogs capture the win, 57-54 over the Tipton Blue Devils. A good ball game indeed right here at Frankfurt High School. We'll mention the next game's on the agenda for Tipton. Tipton has one more game on the agenda. It's going to happen on Thursday. That'll be the last regular season game. Thursday night, the 24th, Tipton will travel to LaPel Bulldogs. It'll be at 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Whitney and Sports will be there. We'll mention Frankfurt Hot Dogs. Their next game on their agenda, they're going to meet up with a good Danville team. That'll be Tuesday, the 22nd. Frankfurt Hot Dogs will travel to Danville. That'll be the last game in the conference. That'll complete their conference with that one game, and then they'll call it even. And then we do thank you for listening. And then we remind you once again, the 112th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show is going to be tomorrow, Sunday the 20th, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time at the two-hour program. You can check that out on the web stream at IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level and Greg Redstraw. On radio, it will be simulcast on IHSAA Champions Network. Two of those stations out of Indianapolis, you can capture them here. 93.5 FM and 107.5 FM. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. We'll see you Thursday at LaPel. Please tune in around 7 o'clock, and you never know when the game's going to get started. So no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.